This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation. We are live at Texas Live in Arlington, where the professional bull riders will have their inaugural team series draft tonight at 6 o'clock. And everybody's invited. Just come on out here to Texas Live and have some food and beverage and watch the top superstars in the world of rodeo get drafted onto teams. All right, General, at your service, at ease. You do have Peyton Russell back there at Master Control. He's filling in for Lucius Alexander today. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. And here on broadcast location with me, Zach Wolchuk and Eric Chiafalo. Brian Broaddus has the day off. He is attending to some graduation festivities for his son, Bennett. Can't believe Bennett's already 18 years old and graduating high school. Time flies.
I know.
All right. Ramona Shelburne's going to join us here in just a moment, ESPN Insider. And she's going to talk about this series here with the Mavs and Warriors. We talked about it quite a bit in the opening, and we sprinkled it in throughout the show. It's kind of depressing being down 3-0. It feels like it's already over. How much hope are you holding out for this? That'd be a miracle, wouldn't it? It'd be the first time in NBA history that you've seen something like this happen. So, you know, you can remain optimistic, but pretty much the writing's on the wall. And now it's just about, can they avoid getting swept? Do you guys think they're going to do that? And then what are the big moves to make here once the offseason starts? Which one of those two topics is most interesting to you right now, Chiafalo?
Well, I mean, I think we have plenty of time to kind of piece together a Mavs offseason game plan. And so I don't want to look too far ahead while we're still living in the moment. Now, the moment is uncomfortable. The moment is difficult. The moment is painful, being down 3-0. But I do want to appreciate the run that they've been on, understand that they are a team full of overachievers. They are a couple of years early, probably, on being where they're at right now. And so it's kind of a bittersweet thing because you're like, hey, we made it this far, and now we're kind of crumbling. But at the same time, there's still so much room for improvement. We're like, wow. This roster, I mean, really, is Luka and Jason Kidd great enough to take a bunch of guys that very few people nationally would know who they are to the Western Conference Finals? That's a pretty impressive thing. And it's like, okay, for years to come, is the Luka-Jason Kidd duo going to be strong enough to where even in down years with roster, whether it's because they don't have the right guys or guys get injured, and it's like, hey, as long as we have the backbone of Luka and Jason Kidd, can we take this thing pretty dang close to the finish line? And so imagine having an offseason or two of collecting more talent, Kidd and Nico Harrison using the alleged relationships that they have to bring guys in and what the future of this team can be. But when you think about where they're at right now, no, of course, they're not going to be able to win this series. Can they win a game? I think it's certainly possible, but I think you have a Golden State team that really, really understands how to beat the Mavs first and foremost, and what this moment means to them is everything, and they're looking ahead to the finals now, and they know, okay, how much rest can we gain on the Celtics or the Heat once we get here? They know how important it is. I think they're going to have a closeout mentality, veteran kind of deal, and so I'm not confident the Mavs can get the victory because I'm not confident the Mavs can make their shots right now.
Yeah, I am... I mean, it's hard to say that you're confident, right, that the Mavs are going to get the victory, but I do think that they win game four. I just can't see them shooting quite as badly as they did, right? There's no way Reggie Bullock and Maxi Kleba are going to go 0-for from the three-point line like they did in game
three.
That
was tough. That was tough, and Bullock last night was pretty brutal. Okay, here she is now, ESPN Insider Ramona Shelburne here with you on 105.3 The Fan, and a good afternoon, Ramona. Thank you so much for joining us.
You got it, guys. How you doing?
We're doing outstanding. I guess my first question for you here is, are you surprised that the Mavs have not been able to win a game so far in the conference finals?
I am, actually. I was one of those people who thought this is going seven, and Dallas was, you know, this was this young team that didn't have any fear, and they didn't, you know, I don't want to say I bought the hype, right? Because I do think they're really good. I just think the Warriors are, they're on one right now. Mm. Like, I think it's as much about the Warriors as it is about the Mavs not playing as well as they could. But, I mean, I cover the Warriors every year during their championship runs, and they got that swag back. It started really in the second half of game two, you know, when they came back and at the end there. And you could just see, like, you know, Steph's dancing a little more than he has been in a couple years, right? And I was like, I don't remember him doing that quite as much, you know. But, yeah. Like, they have that again. And I don't know, so, you know, during their – I forgot about this until I saw it again last night, like the pressure they put on teams. They've won 9 straight conference finals games, guys.
Dang, wow.
9 straight, okay? So that's game 7. In 2018 against the Rockets when they closed that one out on the road, then sweeps in night, then the sweep there, and then these 3 games, right? I mean, that's a lot of conference finals games that usually are close that are sweeps. I mean, and that's kind of what the Warriors do to people.
Ramona Shelburne with us here via the Diamond Factory Hotline on 105 through the Fan with the G-Bag Nation. You know, what's your assessment, Ramona, on how Luka's performed in this series? Some people, you know, Charles Barkley on TNT are saying he was a bit of a ball hog, too much of the offense is going through Luka. At times he just doesn't have a lot of the support. I mean, I don't know what you feel about Luka in this series.
Man, I think Luka is like LeBron James. I think he's amazing. And I don't think they're too far off. Like, I think it's, you know, he's, as he said last night, he's 23 and he's getting better. I know what Charles means, he's a ball hug. That's fine. But, like, when no one else is making anything, like, you got to do that. And as somebody who's covered LeBron for most of his career, like, so is LeBron, right? Like, he does that too. And you have to build the team around Luka the way you build a team around LeBron. And you surround him with shooters. You get one more playmaker who can create. The best LeBron teams, if you look at them historically, have been when he had Dwayne Wade in Miami and Kyrie Irving in Cleveland, right? Another elite ball handler and playmaker. Jalen Brunson can be that guy. I mean, I don't know if I put him in the same category as Dwayne Wade, but it's not that far off. The thing that I think the Mavs are really lacking, I think the Warriors are exploiting more and more as this series goes on, is they need a rim protector. It is. I mean, there was a stat last night our stats people came up with that just, you know, made Luka look bad. Okay, he gave up 11 layups a dunk, and when he was the primary defender, right? Mm-hmm. And they made 10 of them. Okay, one of them, of course, was the Wiggins dunk. So it makes him look bad, like, as a defender. But again, why is Luka there? Why is he in the position to be the defender on a layup or dunk? Where's your rim protection? And I think that's the big thing they're going to address in the offseason, is they've got to have sort of a backline defender. I mean, in some ways, that was KP. That could have been Porzingis, but there was other things they had to do to change that. But, when you have Luka, who's being put in that position defensively, it takes a lot out of him offensively, right? Because he doesn't need to play a lot of defense. If he has to play too much, or if he gets put in those spots, one, it hurts him on that end, and then two, it saps his energy. I don't think they're far off. I don't, but they're just not there yet.
Ramona Shelburne, ESPN, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Now, do you feel like this Mavericks run here, the Mavs postseason success, Luka, Jason Kidd, Nico Harrison, that trifecta of relationships across the league, do you get the vibe that this is going to be at least a bit more of a free agent destination moving forward?
That is a big question. You know, usually you have to win one before people come, right? And Luka is seen as an incredible player. I mean, like, didn't LeBron say the other day, that's my favorite player? I mean, he's just incredible to watch. But is LeBron seen as a guy that people go play with, like other stars want to play with, or is he seen as a guy that gets role players paid?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, and
not right now, he doesn't.
If you look at the right? I mean, Anthony Davis came to go play with him, okay? But for the most part, the people who have come as free agents or who have joined the team and then, you know, had their careers elevated have been really well-fitting role players. And I don't think that's a bad thing. It just, you know, it's a way to set your expectations of like what types of players they should be looking for and can actually get.
Okay, that's great lead in then, because I wanted to ask you, you know, with all the LeBron talk, love and Luka and everything, do you think there's any way he would leave Los Angeles, or is he trying to get Luka there? How do you look at that whole like LeBron man crush or whatever on Luka?
I don't think he's leaving LA. I really don't. I mean, I know it is. I mean, remember when he drafted him on the All-Star team and he was like, I'll take Luka Magic, you know? I mean, he really does love that guy. But he said that about Steph Curry a couple of years ago. Remember that? You know, there's a little flirtation there. But LeBron is really settled here. I live about 5 minutes from Sierra Canyon, right? And where his son goes to school. And, I mean, it's, you know, Bronny's still in high school. Like, he's got a really nice place in L.A. His wife is settled. His kids are settled. Like, I think he really values being a dad and being able to be around for all that. Mm-hmm. And his kids are, you know, I feel like it's more lifestyle than anything. It's like, and his legacy in the game is probably going to be being the all-time leading scorer, having 4 rings, and seen as one of the top 2 greatest players of all time. And I think he's kind of okay with that.
Okay,
you know,
do you
like
think
it just feels that way? You know, I don't feel like him agitating to get out. I think he's frustrated that the Lakers aren't winning and that they don't really have a lot of prospects. But it doesn't feel like he's itching to go anywhere. And I usually can get that Spidey sense, right? Like when he was in Cleveland or Miami, you get Spidey sense. I don't get that right now.
Do you think the Lakers can build another winner around him?
It's a better question, isn't it? you know, yes, I do. A winner where they actually win a title, I don't know. Winner where they, you know, can have a good season, get back to the playoffs, maybe be in a round or two of the playoffs. Yeah, but the title, that's going to take some doing because there's teams that are coming. I mean, the story I wrote last night was like, you know, the Warriors had 2 years off. It was like their 2 year sabbatical or something. And it's actually pretty common among dynasties, right? Like there's the Bulls, they always had those gap years where Michael would retire or go play baseball or something, right? The Lakers had a little gap year between their 5 titles. And, you know, because it's hard to keep winning. It's just hard to stay at that level. People just get tired, and they kind of need a year or two to reset. And, you know, it almost feels like that for the Warriors, that they've just kind of reset, they're refreshed, they got a whole new little cast of characters now. And they so far have held off the young teams. Right, like Memphis is coming, Dallas is coming, Boston's coming. Like these teams are, it's just a question of when, not if, one of these young teams breaks through. But I don't see the Lakers as coming. Like I feel like LeBron can have one great magical run, maybe, if they get the right piece around him. But they just don't have a lot of flexibility to do that. But I think they can get back to respectability, but I don't know about contention.
Talking with Ramona Shelbourne here on 105.3 The Fan. And, again, thank you so much for taking the time to join us here today. But, you know, Jalen Brunson's had a heck of a postseason here with the Mavs.
Yeah.
How do you think this plays out in the offseason? Are the Mavs able to keep him? Do you see a sign and trade to maybe improve and add a second quality piece to Luka? Is there going to be a lot of interest around the league? Is there maybe a sleeping giant like the Knicks looking to try and add him? What are you hearing about JB?
He's going to get paid. I think the Mavericks keep him. I mean, I think that's the most likely thing. He doesn't seem like he wants to go anywhere. Plus, his success has been here in Dallas, within that system, within that staff. Like, he knows how to play alongside Luka. Like, I don't know what he'd be, you know, I don't think they're going to be cheap with him, right? There's no reason to be, and unless they had their eye on somebody else, and I don't get that vibe from them. I think their offseason is mostly keep our guys, keep building, and add a rim protector, you know? And then what shape does the rim protector take? Is that a big name, or is that more of a good fit guy? Is somebody who can switch, who can protect the rim, and ideally hit a standout outside the arc three would just be perfect. Doesn't have to be, you know, an all-defensive player. Doesn't have to be somebody who, like, I'm saying, it doesn't have to be Rudy Gobert, right? It can just be somebody who can play that role, because I mean, you guys watch them every night. They it's just untenable, mm-hmm. you know, to not have that backline defense.
100%. Now, Rudy Gobert's an interesting name. I'm curious, Ramona, just in general, what type of NBA offseason you're expecting here, a very active one, guys like Rudy Gobert potentially on the move, or do you – I mean, how big of an NBA offseason are we expecting here from just a player movement deal?
Yeah, I mean, I could see a lot of teams moving, making changes. Think about Gobert, people forget this. Like, you know, Utah has kind of hit a ceiling, right? They haven't been able to get out of the second round and – with that core group, and there's not as much they can do around them. But he does make a lot of money, and I think that it's hard to trade guys like that for equal value. So if you're Utah, you really got to think long and hard about why you'd be doing something like that, right? Like, if there's a no-brainer trade, go ahead, but, you know, where you get a great upgrade, but just to shuffle the pieces. But I think he's really valuable for that team, and because he makes a lot of money, the return you get may not be as good as you deserve for a player of his caliber. So I think you're going to hear his name out there. I think you'll hear some other big names out there, right? But I'm expecting a pretty active offseason. It'll be funny for me because I'm about to have a baby in about 2 weeks. So ooh. I'll be on maternity leave for a lot of it.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. It's like funny. I'm like, oh man, I told Adrian Rogers, my buddy, I was like, hey, you got, I'll try to help, man. But, sort of bad timing on my part. so it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be an active offseason. I think there's a lot of teams that are going to shuffle things up. but then again, of course, when I say that, you know, it'll just be status quo, right? Like, it's always easier said than done.
Well, speaking of bad timing, Ramona, do you think Luka will ever challenge a dunk attempt again in his life?
Yeah, you know what? That guy's competitive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what I like about Luka. You know, he's not just a smiling face, you know, and a guy who just lives for offensive stats. That guy wants to win. You know, and you saw that a couple times this year. And, like, that's probably one of the biggest things I think they've gotten him to do is, like, he's never going to be on an all-defensive team, okay? But, and they don't need him to be. They just need him to participate a little bit, you know, just like kind of like Dirk, right? Mm-hmm. Dirk doesn't have to be great defensively, but you just got to play a little bit of defense or at least try. And that's fine. So they're competitive. They're going to try. You know, because if they try on defense a little bit, if they participate a bit, then everybody else will participate on offense. And I think that's pretty key for them. I think it's the whole team has to buy in on both sides of the ball. And that's really what carried Dallas to this level this year is they bought in defensively. You can say whatever you want about, you know, Brunson and Spencer Dinwiddie, who I think has been a great pickup for them. But it's really just been about their defense has really elevated throughout the year and been consistent. Everybody's buying in on that side of the ball. And if they I think they can get game four here. They don't seem like a team that's going to go out and get swept, but I've also seen the Warriors do some things to people. Put it that way. They're pretty impressive, you know.
Yep.
No doubt. Ramona, thank you so much for giving us some time. You're the best. We always get to we always appreciate these conversations with you. Always a treat for us. Take care. Congratulations. And hopefully we can talk with
Thanks.
You whenever you free up, whenever you get another opportunity.
Yeah. So, you know what? I think I'm just going to target my return date right after free agency.
Okay.
There you go.
The plan.
Enjoy the downtime. Well earned.
Yep,
thank you, thanks. Ramona. There she goes, Ramona Shelburne, ESPN Insider, with her thoughts on Mavs Warriors in this upcoming offseason. That was fantastic. All righty, we are live at Texas Live, and the professional bull riders are having their first ever team series draft tonight right here at Texas Live on that stage over there. It starts at 6 o'clock. Everybody's invited. Tolos Nationals, rodeo fans are already starting to show up. They have an amazing PBR merch tent. They just dropped us off some T-shirts and hats, and these things are great, and they have, you know, gear for all the teams so you can be the first to rock it, show off in front of your rodeo friends. Wooly Bully segment coming up next. Where are we headed today with that, Zach?
Yeah, I've got the highest-paid young athletes, 25 and younger, 877-881-1053. Who do you think makes the list? Plus our top 10 at 420. SNL went ahead and lost a couple of long-time cast members, but who are the greatest SNL cast members of all time? We'll do that next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.